DeMello. Coast FM.
Have you been watching any tennis?
Watched Nadal last night. I'm going to have a whinge, I'm sorry.
Okay.
First thing in the morning, I'm going to have a whinge. I've watched three of Nadal's games. Every single night his game is on. I understand he's world number one. He gets prime time. I haven't seen a single women's game. None of them have been on at night.
Really?
Not a single game has been on after 7 o'clock. They were all played during the day. So I'm just hanging out to watch Ash Barty.
Yeah, fair
Didn't
enough.
See Serena. I know she got kicked out early, but the you would have thought I would have seen Serena at night.
Yeah.
You would have thought.
You think too we'd be following Ash too.
Yeah.
As well, that's the other one.
She just seemed, I think it's obviously she plays during the day and they put it on live.
Yeah.
But come on, why can't you just schedule her game for late? Anyway, that's me done. That's
Ash is okay, but the big names seem to be dropping.
Yeah.
Serena was out. Nadal was out.
I don't know if Fed's going to last.
Yeah, he was looking dicey as well. But anyway, we'll continue to watch the Australian Open with interest.
Great games, though.
Yeah.
Can I just say I'm loving them, but yeah. Give us some gals.
Entertaining, that's for sure. That's what you want. And after it seems like hundreds of years of negotiating, Britain's ambassador to the EU handed documents formalising Brexit, and the European Parliament voted to accept the deal. So after 50 years, it'll all happen tomorrow.
Right. And it'll be over? We won't hear about it ever again?
Well, apparently the chamber broke into Auld Lang Syne, which is, not just for New Year's. It's actually a Scottish song of farewell. So the European Parliament was singing, Uru.
Okay.
Don't let the screen. And they're taking the flags down tomorrow.
Well, good. Hopefully we'll stop hearing about it. It feels like 10 years.
Well,
I've been hearing about Brexit.
Look, you can hope. I don't know if that will be the case or not, but hey.
Please, just sort it out.
You kind of feel like if the flags are being lowered,
Seems quite final.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They'll find some way to talk about it, I'm sure. But yeah. Anyway. And maybe have a croissant today.
Oh.
Yeah, since January 30 is Croissant Day.
There you go.
Did you know they were actually created in Austria?
And the French took over.
Apparently, Marie Antoinette was the one who introduced them to France and came up with a name because croissant means crescent.
Yep. You don't have to say it like that either if you're asking for one.
No, I'm sorry. Oh,
you
like
can
a
say
croissant.
Croissant, that's fine.
No, you can't. You'll be laughed at. You'll be laughed at.
I think you'll be laughed at more trying to do that.
You have to say croissant.
Yuck.
Sorry.
Gross. Can you wipe that off?
The head of Australia's National Mint says the graceful death of 5 and 10 cent coins will probably happen in the next 10 years.
Right.
Leaving the 20 cent coin as the lowest form of circulating currency.
Yeah.
Chief exec of the Mint, Ross McDiarmid, says demand for coinage has dropped by about 55% in the last 5 years, and most of that's been for silver coins. But not really surprising, is it?
When's the last time you used a silver coin? Below a 20 cent.
Well, do you know what? Sometimes, if I'm getting rid of them, I'll save them up and use them in machines and get a Coke. They must hate me, the guys that go and clear out the Coke machines.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where are all these 5 cents from? But I mean,
I don't even know the last time I saw a 5 cent piece.
There's a few of them in my bag.
Oh, right.
If I shake it, you'll hear it's
you're
all sitting down
them.
There. But I mean, I'm old enough to remember copper. I mean, there was a time when we had 1 and 2 cent coins. In fact, I remember when they introduced gold, when they had $1 and $2 notes.
Yeah, wow.
You know?
What are they going to do when you get the refund for the cans, though, if they get rid of the 5 and 10 cent pieces? How much do you get for when you take a can?
Well, no one takes one, do they? You take a whole bunch in, so they just round it, I suppose.
What if you did take one? Sorry.
Well, I suppose you have to take your card in. Get credit.
Can you give me 10 cents on my card, thanks?
I think at some point, obviously, all cash is going to go eventually because we're almost there now. No one really carries change these days. It'll be a sad day, though.
Yeah, I know. Money won't feel like anything anymore, will it? It's just a number in an account.
It'd be hard to do cashies when there's no actual cash about. And how are we going to pay to get someone whacked? You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know, if you need someone to be taken out. Yeah. How are you going to pay the assassin?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you just have to put it through your ABN, won't you? You'll have to write an invoice.
It's either that or it's going to be a whole lot of slabs. It's a lot of beer.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Get Smart with Auto West. With your chance to pick up a Kenwood Digital Radio Smart Pack... Fully installed, by the way, thanks to Auto West, worth about $1,500.
Oh, yeah.
Danny's on the line from Mandurah. How is your car audio situation, Danny?
It's pretty bad. My car doesn't even play CDs.
It doesn't even play CDs. Wow. It doesn't play cassette tapes.
Radio, like obviously I get 97, but...
Oh, beautiful. That's all that matters though, isn't it? As long as you can hear us.
Right. Well, clearly you won't be getting digital in your current vehicle, but maybe we can upgrade that and sort your phone situation out too, yeah, and all the other bits and pieces. If you can get through the 10-question challenge in a minute. You up for it? Clearly you are because you've rung.
Yep. I'm going to give it a red hot go, that's for sure.
That's okay. The attitude. All right. Well, we're set to roll here. Start the timer at the end of the first question. Good luck.
Which country is thought to be the origin of the coronavirus?
China.
What is the current season?
Summer.
What is sodium chloride better known as?
Sodium chloride.
Black up?
What is another word for your mother's brother?
Uncle.
What colour is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow.
What is the name of Miley Cyrus's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What kind of animal is a redback?
Spider.
In the rhyme, what did Humpty Dumpty sit on?
A wall.
Where in WA would you find Kingstown Barracks?
Perth.
Which artist painted Irises and the Starry Night?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's your pass.
Yep.
All right. Sodium chloride, better known as, well...
It's not bicarb.
Runs out. Bicarb, no.
It is table salt.
Just plain old salt.
Table salt.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Also...
Kingstown Barracks.
Barracks is in Rottnest. And yep, the artist that painted Irises and the Starry Night is Vincent van Gogh.
So you've done better than anyone yet.
You have. You got through all 10.
And managed 7. So yeah. Well done, but sadly, no big prize for you, but you've...
very close.
You've shown it's doable.
Mm.
Maybe tomorrow, Danny.
Thanks, guys. 97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our own gossip fairy, Nikki Parkin.
I'm a fairy. I love that.
That's right.
Award season is still in full swing with the big one, the Oscars, on the way in just over a week.
I can't believe I hadn't noticed that hadn't happened
yet.
Yeah,
that's the one we're all waiting for.
All right.
It's been revealed Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, Mark Ruffalo, Gal Gadot and Mindy Kaling will all serve as presenters at the hostless ceremony.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus will all reportedly appear on stage throughout the night, kind of serving as hosts at a hostless ceremony.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're persisting with this hostless thing.
Don't
if you're going to have people up there all
you've
night.
You've got 100 hosts.
Yeah.
It's a multiple host. It is,
I know. I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, previously announced Oscar presenters include last year's acting winners, Rami Malek, Mahershala Ali, Olivia Colman and Regina King, with Joker leading the nominations this year. 11 nods going into the night with The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and 1917 all following on 10 nods each. The 2020 Academy Awards are on February 9. Now, Nick Jonas's wife, Priyanka Chopra, is in talks to join the fourth Matrix film.
Ooh.
Chopra would join Keanu Reeves, of course, Carrie Ann Moss and Neil Patrick Harris. Didn't even know he was set to
really?
Be in this movie. How cool is that? It's set for release May 21, 2021. So got another year to wait for that one. And videos of Billie Eilish whispering, "Please don't be me," before winning Album of the Year at the Grammys has sparked some debate about haters. The whole night it kind of seemed like she was apologising for all her wins.
Please sit down. Can I just say that I think Ariana deserves this? Wow. Oh my God, so many other songs deserve this. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. This is my first Grammys. I never thought this would ever happen in my whole life.
Yeah, she...
It's very interesting. Yeah. Some fans are claiming it's about her fear of receiving backlash from other artists' fan base.
Right.
One tweeting, "You'll make this girl so afraid of the backlash she'll get from her own success that she's literally pleading she won't win." It was very odd. Maybe she doesn't want to be so mainstream. You know, artists like that. They're like, oh, God, I'm so mainstream now. I'm not cool anymore.
Yeah. Well, she kind of is very, well, up until this point, very much the alternative.
Yeah. And now she's won all these awards. Maybe she just doesn't want to be the pop icon.
I embrace it.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a gold toilet and stuff, you know?
Do what. Go wild.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.